1049 Star FM's
Tom and Ollie. In a time.
That's very early in the morning.
Two men.
I'd use the term men loosely.
Fought evil demons.
What, an alarm clock?
To rise before everyone else and start the day.
They literally get into work 1 minute before six.
1049 Star FM presents Tom and Ollie.
Okay, folks, it's DJ Moz here. Are you ready to party? I said, are you ready to party?
Yeah, that's more like it, folks. No crickets where DJ Moz is now. Because he's an established DJ. He's moved from London. He's made the move successfully to Albury.
So does that mean that DJ Moz is hanging around in Albury?
Mate, DJ Moz is here to stay.
He's not getting on the next Tiger Airways flight out of here.
He's sitting right down. He's happy to... He's looking for a missus. He's looking for a missus. There, I said it. No, he's not. He's not. He's happily taken.
Okay. But DJ Moz, you said that you had a massive announcement to Ollie this morning. So what is this massive announcement,
Well,
mate?
Tom, and everyone who's been following my journey, and I appreciate your support because it has been massive. You know, everyone's been very complimentary on Friday, saying they loved your set. Really great.
Yeah.
Well, I got a taster, right? I got a taster of DJing on Friday. Really. Yeah. Not my first taste. Obviously, I'm an established DJ.
Sure.
But I got a real taste for it and a bit of a...
Looked like your first gig.
That's... Well, no. Well, wasn't. Just a bit nervous.
Okay.
And I really... I want more. I'm craving more now. Because
really?
I got that... You know when you get that bug? I've caught the bug.
Oh,
right?
No.
And so what I really want is just to get my teeth into some more DJing.
Okay. Right?
I really want to work on my skills, refine, get better. This week, Tom, is when I want to do it because it's our last week, you know, doing. We've got holidays, Christmas and stuff coming up. Everyone's gone on break.
Yes.
This is the last week. Here's my offer. All right. Listen up now, people. This is your chance to have a bit of DJ Moz in your hand. I am offering my services up as DJ Moz this Wednesday evening to DJ at your event.
Oh my God.
If you are having an event on Wednesday evening in 2 days' time, me, myself, and I, DJ Moz, will be there, decks in hand, and speakers, and all the cords that you need to plug in all the stuff as well. Bring it all. I'll bring everything needed to play a killer set at your party. I'm guessing it's a Christmas party.
You don't own speakers, DJ Moz.
I will get speakers.
Okay.
I'll bring my Harman Kardon. You know I'm sponsored by Harman Kardon.
Yes.
Thank you. Get it all up.
So what? Give us a call now. 13 12 16. Do you want DJ Moz DJing at your event this Wednesday night? Do you have a Christmas party or something? Or maybe a birthday party?
Do you know someone who's hosting a party? Tell them. They're going to want to know this.
Give us a call. 13 12 16 right now. If you want DJ Moz DJing
someone
at
better
your
call.
Party. Oh, God.
Okay, folks, it's DJ Moz here. Are you ready to party? I said, are you ready to party?
Hey, DJ Moz.
Yeah, g'day, Tommy, fort boy. How are you?
Good. I'm glad that you're getting my name right now.
Sorry, I got you, Tim, for a while.
Yeah.
Big night last night, mate. As you know, Sunday sessions are a big one for Moz.
Yeah.
Couple of WKDs. Maybe too many.
Okay.
But look, DJ Moz has a special offer. And what he said, right, he's saying he's happy... Because he's so into his DJing right now, he's in the groove, he wants more work, he wants to practice his skills, that I'm happy to offer my skills up Wednesday night for a free gig, pro bono work, just for you.
If you don't know DJ Moz, it is Ollie's alter ego DJ. He DJed on Friday night down at Z Bar, the place to be for our R&B Fridays Christmas party, and
smashed
won the DJ battle against DJ Andy.
Yeah. Out of the
park,
mate.
So now he's offering up his pro bono services, and we've got Matilda on 13, 12, 16. Matilda, you got some questions for DJ Moz about this gig?
Yeah.
All right, Matilda, fire away. What do you want to know?
I think Matilda's losing it.
I was just wondering.
She's starstruck, I understand.
No, it's nervous talking to DJ Moz, isn't it?
I was just wondering, is it suitable for elderly people?
Oh, mate, DJ Moz can do any kind of set. I can do, you know, young banger tracks, but I can also mix up some old school stuff for oldies. What, you got an oldie event on, do you?
Yeah, it's like 70+.
Okay, look, that would be a first for DJ Moz, but I've only had one gig here.
Matilda, where is this party happening?
It's like in the valley. I'm a massive fan, DJ Moz.
In the valley? Well, a valley in California? Which valley?
No, the valley.
The valley. Okay. Well, how far away is that? An hour?
An hour.
All right. And is it going to be worth my while? Because I want to drive for an hour with all my gear and my cords.
Sorry. I'm your manager. Matilda. Matilda. Yeah. Get excited because DJ Moz is coming to DJ at your event.
Oh, hang on, manager Tom. Wait a minute, you haven't got the details yet.
Well, it doesn't matter. Where is it? It's in the valley.
Tulangana Valley.
Tulangana Valley.
Can you confirm my safety? I do not want to be attacked on the road.
You'll be safe.
Okay, I'll be safe. And approximate crowd size?
Numbers. Yeah. How many people do you reckon?
50 70-year-olds. Well, this is going to be my biggest gig yet.
Well, he's coming to Tulangana Valley on Wednesday night. Get excited because it's
you're driving, Tom. You're my manager.
No, it's all you. I just give you the gigs.
Now, guys, people always say to us, Tom, Ollie, and to an extent, Riley, your station and your show, it has everything.
Yeah.
You know, it has news, it's got gossip, it's got hype, it's got comedy.
Stars.
Occasionally some serious stuff, but
and
not
some
often.
Stars.
Yeah, and stars. You know, it's got it all, and we say thank you, thank you. Until one person on the street recently said, hey, mate, love your show, but it's missing one thing.
What is it missing, sir?
I said, well, yeah, exactly. And he said, a radio play. And I said, you're right. And he said, you should do one.
Oh, my God.
And I said, I already am.
You were not there.
Well, no, but he can't prove that.
horrible setup.
What I'm saying is that this show needs a radio play, and at the time of Christmas, what better thing to do than a Christmas radio play? I've worked behind the scenes, Tom. I've had my pen and paper, scripting, casting people, doing the editing myself. I've done it all.
Why have we got Riley in here? What's the trigger?
Well, Riley, you feature. In fact, it's actually all about you.
And I play myself.
You do play yourself. You play yourself. I'll intro it now. It is simply called A Very Riley Christmas.
It's a very Riley Christmas.
La, 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 la.
Oh, my God, you guys.
All across the border, preparations for Christmas were going full steam ahead. The shopping centre was busy interviewing potential Santa Clauses, but finding a suitable candidate was proving difficult.
Do you have any relevant experience for the role?
I played Mick Taylor in a Wolf Creek musical once.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Next! Why would you be a good Santa Claus?
Because I am Santa.
What?
I'd be a good Santa because I am Santa.
You suitable for this role?
Well, I've been getting really fat recently.
Okay, and?
Like, really fat.
Yeah, I can see.
Like, I've been on the shakes diet.
The protein shakes?
Nah, thick shakes.
Next!
Down on Dean Street, the council had just finished erecting the banners that lined the footpaths.
Yeah, funny story about those banners, actually. We were one short. Yeah, we ordered them off the net from Thailand. And when the order came through, well, there was one missing. It was going to look pretty darn silly in the street if they weren't symmetrical, you know? So I had to go and reorder another one off the net, and they reckon it was going to cost $300. When there's no way we're going to pay $300 for another banner when we haven't ordered enough from the
place. All the while, a young girl called Riley Rose just wants to find the perfect Christmas gift for her grandma.
I know. I'll go to Grumpy Greg's gift shop. Hi, Grumpy Greg. I'm looking for a present for my grandma.
Well, I've got a special on manure. For $5 a bag.
What? No. Something for my grandma.
I'll give you a stamp.
A stamp?
Yeah, it's all you can afford.
Aren't they worth a dollar?
Well, 70 cents. Oh, plus $19 GST. So you'll get change.
No thanks, Grumpy Greg.
It's generous, Greg.
Poor Riley Rose. I guess she'll just have to keep looking for that perfect gift for her grandma. Tune in tomorrow for episode 2.
La, 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 la.
About this time yesterday, we put the call out on 13, 12, 16. Do you want DJ Moz to come DJ at your party? Now, DJ Moz is obviously, Ollie, your alter ego, the hack DJ that DJed at our R&B Fridays Christmas party down at Zed Bar quite successfully. Put the call out. A young lady called Matilda, who's very giggly, we're calling her Giggly Matilda, gave us a call about a party that had about 70-year-olds involved, and then we asked her how many people would be there. How many people do you reckon?
15.
50, 70-year-olds. Well, this is going to be my biggest gig yet.
So, I mean, it was a massive party.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I've got Wednesday free, so I haven't got a huge amount of choice here. It's just what's on, and this seems to be on, so I guess we're going.
Well, the plan is Wednesday night, you and I will head down to the valley in Tilangada, Tilangada Valley, and go to Matilda's party to find out a few more details. We gave her a call a little bit earlier on this morning. We pick it up right where we ask her.
What's the deal?
Yeah, what's the deal with the party?
Well, it's a farm.
It's a farm, okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a bit out of it. Like, there's no service.
Is there power? Is there power for my decks?
Sorry?
Is there power for my DJ equipment?
Sorry?
Okay, that's okay. Important question. What is the event? What exactly is it? I know there's going to be some, you know, oldies there. What is the event?
A bush stuff for old people.
A bush doof for old people. Okay,
no, but what is the actual event? Like, why? How did these old people get invited?
A Christmas party.
Bush doof for oldies.
Is it your family members?
Yeah, and a few other residents from Tilangada Valley.
Okay, yeah. I am still intrigued. So let me ask this before I let you go: what kind of music do you want? Do you actually want bush doof music, like beats, or what? What kind of music?
Yeah.
Always giggling. Always giggling, Matilda. We just want some straight answers.
I need to know what to play. What kind of music should I get ready?
The Beatles?
The Beatles? Well, that's not bush stuff.
I mean, no, not Beatles. Paul Kelly.
Okay, the Beatles, Paul Kelly, and a bit of bush stuff. This party is confused in every way. It's going to be very interesting, Tom. I'm glad you're coming along to support me.
Matilda, am I allowed to film the event?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, great.
This is going to be an interesting video. Matilda, we can't wait. DJ Moz is going to be, I'll let him know.
Hang on, does everyone know that DJ Moz is coming?
Sorry, we told everyone.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome. Great. All right.
Everyone's really excited.
Yeah, good, good.
They should be, especially when Paul Kelly and the Beatles are going to be playing at a bush tour for old people.
Tom's checked out. Ollie is firing ahead, all guns blazing as always.
No point.
Well,
nobody should work up until Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
No one.
Look, I hear you, but we have to. It's a reality. So I've been writing a radio play, Tom, a Christmas radio play.
That's good.
It features Riley Rose. It's all about Riley Rose.
Good of you.
Thank you. It's called A Very Riley Christmas. We heard episode one yesterday. It's now time for the inaugural episode two. means it's the first time this year that episode two is playing.
Yep.
So technically accurate.
Yeah.
Without any further ado, episode two.
Previously on A Riley Rose Christmas,
the council began their decorations.
Yeah, we ordered them off the net, and when the order came through, well, there was one missing.
The local shopping centre was looking for a Santa Claus.
I'd be a good Santa because I am Santa.
And Riley Rose tried to find her grandma the perfect gift.
Well, I've got a special on manure for $5 a bag.
It's a very Riley Christmas. La, 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 la.
Oh my God, you guys.
As December rolled around and Christmas crept closer, the border was once again reminded of what real heat feels like.
Oh, God, it's like a leather car seat.
Oh, God, it's so hot, it's like Satan's inner thigh.
That's right, like the fiery pits of hell. People were doing whatever they could to deal with it, like local mum Jenny.
All right, kids, let's go get an ice cream.
Yay! Ice Cream Dave, let's all go see Ice Cream Dave.
Aw, thanks, Ice Cream Dave.
It's Matt. My name's Matt, not Dave.
No, I prefer Dave.
Yay, Ice Cream Dave.
Meanwhile, Riley Rose was avoiding the heat by watching back-to-back seasons of Friends.
Oh no, it's 3 o'clock. I really should go shopping for Grandma's Christmas present.
One more season couldn't hurt, though.
3 hours later...
Ah, no! I got stuck in the friend zone. Now I really need to go shopping. Siri, where should I go to find a Christmas present for Grandma?
It's 6:30. All the shops in your area are closed.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't have watched so much Friends.
Hey! Whatever. I'll just go online.
Half an hour later, Riley had 2 pairs of tights, a new credit card, and 10 kilos of discounted dog food despite not owning a dog.
Oh, no! What have I done?
Tune in tomorrow for episode 3.
La, 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 la.
We've got a very special guest in the studio. His name's Austin. Austin, say hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh my God, it sounds like you're American. That's crazy. So we're asking on 13, 12, 16, do you want to ask something of an American? We've got Mark on 13, 12, 16. Mark, you want to ask something of our resident American?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Good.
Just wondering, have you been to a Speedway event over there?
I have. Not a professional one, not a big one, but... two instances. One local one, which was knew a couple people in the race, which was pretty fun. And then on a family vacation to Las Vegas, we drove out to the Motor Speedway out
Vegas,
there.
Vegas, so American.
What is a speedway for? I don't quite get it.
It's just a it's a big
racing,
oval track for
it's a car
NASCAR.
Race. Yeah. And you watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. What's great? It's probably the only professional sport in America where you can bring your own food and alcohol in.
Oh wow!
So
how about that, Mark? Does that make you excited?
Yeah, I'd love to get over there and watch it, but I'll just stick to racing over here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I hope Austin is taking you there in some kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I painted a perfect visual picture of what they're like.
Christmas Eve Eve.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
wow,
it's Christmas
Eve Eve. And we're going to a Christmas Eve Eve party tonight in Tallangatta Valley.
The place to be. Tallangatta Valley will be there at a family Christmas party.
That's right. On Monday, DJ Moz asked, hey, who wants me to DJ at their gig? That's obviously Ollie's alter ego, the hack DJ on the border.
Not hack anymore.
And Matilda caught up. She's like, yeah, come to my family Christmas party. You can DJ at that. It's going to be like 70 plus.
Come to my Christmas party.
That's right. She's quite giggly. We then got more information out of her yesterday. She called it a bush doof for old people.
Yeah,
if you don't know what a bush doof is, go look it up on the internet. They're pretty cool.
It's just a party in the bush, really.
Yeah. We called Matilda this morning. We got the number of her grandmother, Mary, and we've got her on the phone now to talk details of the party and to see if she actually knows that we're coming. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I'm one of the 70-year-olds.
Oh, you're one of the... You haven't been listening, have you, Mary?
Yes, I've heard a bit of it.
Oh, no.
Good, good. So you know this party's happening. It's not a surprise to you?
No, it's not a surprise.
Okay,
no.
We
were concerned that Matilda might have just made it all up and not told anyone.
Now, Mary, Matilda has called this event a bush doof for old people. Do you know what that even means?
Well, my daughter looked it up on the computer and it sounds pretty lively.
It is lively. And with the electronic beats that DJ Moz is going to bring, it's going to be very lively. What the setup tonight is basically a sit down dinner, is it, or what?
Oh, no. It's drinks and nibbles.
Okay.
And, not a sit down. So.
Okay, so it's more conducive to a bit of a musical atmosphere.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, good. Okay.
And it'll be fantastic. I've got some musical people who will love it.
Really?
I wouldn't mind some more direction with the music because all I've been told so far is Paul Kelly.
So what do you think DJ Moss should play, Mary?
Well, actually, when Matilda got off the phone the other day, her cousin said to her, why haven't you got some country and western?
Great.
Actually, we know a great country and western singer, don't
yes,
we, Ollie?
Yes, we do.
You could play Eric Church.
Yeah, we like some Eric Church. He's some country western stuff. And maybe some Keith Urban.
Yes, Keith Urban, yes.
Yep.
I mean, my vintage is about Frank Sinatra.
Ah, wow, the real classics. Okay, I'm happy to try and mix in some real old stuff.
Why don't you
stuff.
Try and find a Frank Sinatra mix-up?
That would be really cool.
That would be really cool.
A remix, Mary, a Frank Sinatra remix.
That would be fantastic.
Mary, just quickly, back onto the food, like Cabana, chips, what are we talking here?
Chicken sandwiches.
Tom's just trying to work out his night, what he's going to eat.
No, you'll get plenty of food, don't worry.
Well, Mary, I can't wait to see you. We'll see you tonight at the Valley. What time are we kicking off?
I think we said 6 with Matilda.
Yes, I think you said 6. And
six.
I think Matilda said we need to be organised at 5:30.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This is a big event, Mary. I love
the
it.
The arrival of the DJ is not normally like a big fanfare thing, but DJ Moz, it's a special case.
Oh, they're very excited.
Mary, get ready for the bush doof for old people.
Tom, a Christmas radio play is something that no one asked for, but we are going to deliver it anyway because... Yeah.
What's that? You want a Christmas radio play? Yeah, wow. I don't even know that you knew what that was.
Well, they were big in the early 20th century, so, you know, 1920, 1930, 40.
Hello, this is a Christmas radio play.
So we figured why not bring... We should do a whole play with those voices.
Keep it going. Come on.
We figured we can do it.
Okay, we're just going to play it now.
And therefore you do it. You know, that's my theory. Okay. Is if you can do something, just
can
do
press
it.
Press play now?
Episode 3.
Okay, there we go.
Previously on A Riley Rose Christmas, we met Ice Cream Dave.
My name's Matt, not Dave.
No, I prefer Dave.
Yay, Ice Cream Dave.
And Riley
rewatched so much Friends that she again failed to find her grandma a Christmas present.
What have I done?
It's a very Riley Christmas. La, 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 la.
Oh my God, you guys.
Over on the Causeway, the Hot House Theatre is experiencing an unexpected sellout season of their one-woman experimental show, Carol by Candlelight.
They came expecting to sing Christmas carols, but instead they saw our protagonist, Carol, struggling with the dilemma of having a power outage. Hence, Carol by Candlelight, all communicated through interpretive dance and barely audible whispering.
Oh, not the power again. I must find my candle. My candle is my guiding light. Where is it? Where's my lighter? My name is Carol.
Time was running out for Riley, who was trying to buy a Christmas present for her grandma. She was starting to wonder if there was anything her grandma actually needed. Then she remembered her favourite Albus Dumbledore quote.
One can never have enough socks. Alas, another Christmas has come and gone, and I didn't get a single pair.
That's it! I'll get her socks. But first, I want to make sure that she'll like them.
Hello?
Hey, Nan, it's Riley.
Oh, hello, Riley. What are you up to?
Oh, I just thought I might just put on some brand new socks.
Socks? In this heat? Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, well, I just...
Socks would be the last thing anybody wants in this weather. Silly girl.
Nan? Oh, dear. It's Christmas Eve tomorrow and I haven't got my grandma anything.
Good one, Riley. What is she going to do?
Tune in tomorrow for the final episode.
La, 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 la.
The show where nobody's listening right now.
No, they are listening. Give us a shout if you're listening.
Woo, yeah, I'm listening, boys. Good on you, mate.
Wow.
Well, Tom, it's Christmas Eve, so I thought, you know, why not treat each other?
Presents?
Yeah.
You already gave me a present this morning. McDonald's.
Yeah, good guy, Ollie.
What a bloody good guy.
Make a meme out of me. Good guy, Ollie.
Nah.
Good guy, Greg.
Yep.
So I thought I'd do some preparation, some behind-the-scenes work, Tom, and... By the way, have you got me a little thing, a little gift here?
I gave you the packet of post-it notes this morning.
You can't give someone post-it notes for a present. Anyway, well, I've been doing work behind the scenes, Tom, because like, you're a good friend and I've prepared something.
I've been doing nothing.
No, you've checked out, as you keep saying.
Yeah.
I haven't checked out. So what I want to give to you now is just I've put together this little piece of audio for you. I think you're really going to like it.
A little piece of audio.
A little piece of audio.
Yeah, cool. Yeah,
so I think you're going to like it. Here it is.
Okay.
Keith Urban, baby! You got Rick Rolls, I mean Keith Rolls. Suck on that! He hates Keith Urban. Oh, so good.
That's the second time you've done that.
Yeah, well, probably third, actually. How's that feel? No present for you, just a big old bit of Keith Urban audio. Don't be too sad. Just be a little bit sad, comically sad.
Nah, you're all right. You know what? I love Keith Urban. It's Christmas. Why not? Last night, we went to Tolangata Valley, Ollie, for a massive DJing event.
Mate, Ollie's ducked out. It's DJ Moz here.
Oh, sorry, DJ Moz.
Yeah, mate, we did. You know,
Ollie's alter ego DJ.
You know, DJ Moz wanted some work. He wanted some pro bono work to get his skills up, just get some time behind the mics, you know, time on the decks. So that's what we did, and last night was it. It was the Tolangata Valley 2015 Bushdoof, and it was pretty mental.
It was massive. Matilda was nice enough on Monday morning to give us a call and say, hey, come to my party and DJ. So we did. We did it last night, and right now we've got Matilda's mum on the phone. Jo, good morning, Jo.
Good morning.
How did you pull up after last night?
Oh, pretty well now.
Yeah, pretty rough, I imagine, Jo. It was a pretty hectic party.
Yeah, it went right off.
I mean, I know I had one VB, and it went down very well.
Jo, what did you actually think of the party?
Let's start from the start. It was really good. The oldies loved it.
Did they? Because they were very static on their chairs. They weren't.
Oh, well, there was a few there on crutches and some with mobility problems. But,
well, Matilda did say
The women got up and danced. They were great.
No, they certainly did.
The middle age group was very much a dancing group. I mean, yourself, Joe, and your husband Mac.
Yeah.
You guys were really getting into it. It was great. Hound Dog was a highlight, wasn't it, Elvis?
The what?
Hound Dog by Elvis.
Yeah, that was a real hit. So you had a great, great mix of music.
I've heard that what actually happened was Matilda said, let's have Tom and Ollie at the party, and then there was no party on Wednesday, and you had to fabricate a party. Is that true?
There was talk of a gathering.
There was talk. Okay, so Matilda just confirmed it. And then said, Joe, get a party together.
I think she just overheard the grandparents talking about maybe having a few Christmas drinks.
And she hijacked it.
That sort of kicked things into action.
Well, Joe, is Matilda there at all?
She is.
Awesome. Yep. Do you reckon you could pop her on?
Yep, hang on, I'll just get it.
Awesome. Oh, I love the fact that this party was made up.
Matilda's orchestrated this from the beginning, where there was no party, and she's then gone and pushed her family into...
Hello, is that Matilda? Hey, Matilda, do you know, I can't believe that you fabricated this party.
Yeah, I know.
Is that the most sneaky thing you've ever done, Matilda?
Oh, yes, it probably is, actually.
So what you said, Mum, DJ Moz and Tom and Ollie are coming to Tallangatta Valley, you've got to get a party together.
Yeah.
Well, genius move on your behalf, Matilda.
Matilda, we've edited the video. I've just exported it. It's going to be up online in around about 10 minutes' time. So you can go check out the party. But hopefully it was everything that you wanted it to be.
Yeah, it was.
What was it called again, Matilda?
Bushdoof.
Yeah, the hashtag is Bushdoof2015, Matilda. So thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. Your family is absolutely beautiful and we can't thank you enough. It was absolutely amazing.
We'll do it all again.
Yeah, sure.
It's high time for us to wrap up and finalise this Christmas radio party.
I'm excited about this, Ollie.
Yeah,
I am. Because this has been going all week. We've had episodes 1 through 3. And now we've got the fourth one, and I just can't wait to find out if Riley got a present for her grandma or not.
I want to throw it out there. Before we play the final episode, I would love some feedback on this whole concept of a radio play. Do people like this stuff? I mean, 13, it's an old school thing.
13 12 16 is the number to call. Should we hit play though, Ollie?
We'll play the episode and I'd love some feedback, but this is the finale. Enjoy.
It's a very Riley Christmas.
La, 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 la.
Oh my God, you guys.
It's Christmas Eve and all around the border, people are getting ready for the big day. The local shopping centre has their Santa.
No, there's no need for me to take a break because I am Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Ice Cream Matt is getting used to his new name.
No, it's Ice Cream Matt. Yeah, that's right, kids. Ice Cream Dave.
Yay! Ice Cream Dave!
And everyone is loving the Hot House Theatre's production of Carol by Candlelight.
Where is the fuse box? I need more light. I need more candles. My name is Carol.
Time had run out for poor Riley Rose. All of a sudden, it was Christmas morning, a time of year she normally loves. But this year, she hadn't been able to find her grandma the perfect present. She tried Grumpy Greg's gift store.
It's generous, Greg.
She'd tried shopping online. She'd even tried to find inspiration in Harry Potter.
One can never have enough socks.
But just when she thought Christmas was ruined, it hit her.
Ouch! No, I have an idea.
Oh, she had an idea. I get it.
I've been so focused on presents that I've forgotten what Christmas is really about. Spending quality time with the people that you love.
And with that, she headed straight over to her grandma's house.
Merry Christmas, Grandma. This year, I'm going to spend as much quality time with you as possible.
Oh, that's nice, dear. Now, where's my present?
Oh, well... That is...
No, no present, no entry.
In that moment, poor Riley was reminded of the Titanic movie, which also has a sad ending.
Ah, just kidding, you gorgeous girl. Come in here and give me a big old kiss on my hairy grandma lips. It's a very Riley Christmas.
La, 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 la.
If you liked that Tom and Ollie podcast, then you can listen to even more at starfm.com.au.
And on Insta at Tom and Ollie.
Tom and Ollie, weekdays 6 till 9 on Star FM.
And on Facey at Tom and Ollie.